Let me start off with Tino. How has it been since you arrived, and how has the whole process been for you?
Well, it's been pretty awesome, definitely more than expected. We're told that Atlanta is an awesome place to be, and we've been wowed since day one. The guys here at Clark Atlanta have been very, very good at taking care of us and already began to introduce us to a lot of great businesses, great opportunities, and a lot of sightseeing, and then eventually a lot of work in classes as well. So it's been very awesome. Took a while to adjust to the very late sunsets and very hot, humid temperature. But besides that, I've been loving it all the way.
And what has been the highlight for you?
Well, for me, I guess I've got two highlights, one passive, one literal. The first one would be we were at our actual welcome reception with the mayor of Atlanta. And the fact that it was in this very creative studio, we got to meet all these creative people. And it just the quality and the caliber of the people that were there, what we heard was absolutely amazing. And then the second thing was on the way back to where we're staying, drove past a building, and it had the Cartoon Network sign. So for me personally, I was like, I'm in the city where they have Cartoon Network. And we eventually will go and see Turner Corp and CNN and all that. So very excited about that. Those are my two greatest highlights.
And also with you there in Atlanta is Napoleon Nyani. Napoleon, tell me how your experience has been.
What's up, Tazinda? Well, Atlanta has been fantastic. It's been a great experience. The different cultures that you experience here, some of the things that we take for granted when we're at home, and you come here and, you know, even the difference in language. Here you say, I want some water. Someone is like, excuse me, what? You're like, I want some water. And they're expecting you to say water. I'm like, nah, it's water. Anyway, so some of those different, those nuances in the cultural and language differences are quite interesting. Also, just the people being able to interact with real American people and understanding as well some of the hustles that the African American goes through in the USA, and actually realizing that it's real. You know, I was having a conversation with a police officer, a lady police officer, and she was telling me about her life story, saying, you know what, when I was 17 years old, I got incarcerated. I shot a gun, and I just shot at some people. I don't even know if it hit anybody. And I got into jail for getting into a fight. I clubbed someone. And, you know, now, you know, my mom then died and my life turned around, etc. Now she's a cop. And I'm thinking, wow, the hustle is real for some African-Americans this side. But besides that, it's just been quite a surreal experience. The lectures, the business that we've had to all these corporates and the different business leagues and Metro Atlanta Chamber. We've been going to a lot of these people that have been opening our minds to different business standards and progressive standards as well.
And for you, what has been the highlight in what you guys have experienced?
I think the highlight for me has been definitely meeting the creatives. Tino mentioned the welcome reception where we managed to meet filmmakers, musicians, music producers. That was a fantastic introduction to Atlanta, and it still is a highlight up until now. I think another one has been for me as a radio presenter being able to work with the local radio station here, WDLK. It's the radio station that they have, a jazz station right here at Clark Atlanta University. Also going to get the opportunity to present a radio show from the, you know, broadcast onto live streaming on the internet, so people in Zimbabwe will be able to tune in and listen. That's very exciting for me. And also just making other contacts in the media circles within Atlanta and USA as well.
And last but not least is Munyaradzi Dodo, who is also there at Clark Atlanta with you guys. Munyaradzi, tell me about your experience.
It's been a wonderful experience. I'm actually enjoying seeing a whole lot of black people in corridors of power who are doing successful things. The mayor is black, the CEO of Hartsfield Jackson Airport, the world's largest airport, black guys who are at Coca-Cola, TNT, all these black people. It's nice to see African Americans who are doing exceptionally well, who are not just, you know, your typical musicians who you see on TV. These are like real people in business doing incredible things for their community. I'm really enjoying seeing that.
What's been your highlight while you have been there?
I think for me, there have been two pivotal moments. One is connecting with 17 different countries, representatives from different countries who are here at Talk Atlanta. Like, there's 25 of us from 17 different countries. So connecting with them and finding out that, you know what, as Africans, we actually have the same problems. In some respect, Africa is a country, and in some respect, it's not. But, you know, the challenges that we have in our countries are generally the same, and they border around leadership, they border around economics. So our solutions will generally be the same. So it was interesting to make that observation for me. And then the second highlight for me was going to the World Affairs Atlanta event where the young people called the CEO of Hartsfield Jackson, and he was explaining to them the plans that they have for the airport, how they're going to maintain the airport as a global leader. And I found that interesting because they were very engaged in the economics of their city. They really know their stuff. They know the statistics, what that means having an international airport in their city, what that could do for business. I mean, for me, that was very inspiring because I think as a young Zimbabwean, sometimes I tend to be aloof in terms of what's happening economically in my country. And I was inspired by those young people.
So, guys, I want to thank you, as usual, for giving us an update on your experience at Clark Atlanta University. It's always appreciated.
No problem. Happy to talk to Voice of America. We're loving you guys and what you're doing. And hopefully we'll keep talking to you a bit later as we go through this.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.